it. Well, I'd like to think tonight about this phrase, the beauty of truth. We often think of God's word and his truth as being powerful. We read of it being like a pillar, like a foundation, and that's very true and very helpful. But it's also something of great beauty. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. There is a famous poem by a secular poet called John Keats. He died at the age of 25. He trained to be a doctor, worked at Guy's Hospital in London, but he wrote poems and he's famed. And this is what he said. He said, "The opposite, beauty is truth, and truth is beauty. That is all ye know on earth and all ye need to know." In his poem, he had a Greek urn, a figure of art, and he said this was the ultimate truth because it transcends, it outlives our lives. And once you've found something that can last for future generations, well, you've found real truth. Well, we don't follow that at all. We don't follow that art is the center of truth. We follow that God's word is the center of truth. Pontius Pilate, of course, John 18:38, he asked that question, what is truth? He tried to ignore that there is such a thing as objective, real truth. He tried to make it vague that there is no such thing. He wanted to avoid that there is an absolute, timeless, provable truth. Well, we can define truth, and we're using wisdom as a proxy for that. From truth comes knowledge, comes instruction, and comes wisdom in the book of Proverbs. We can define truth as that which corresponds to objective reality. We know truth. We know when God's word speaks, it strikes a chord in the heart. We hear something and we think we know that's right. We've seen it to be true. It's testable. It's verifiable. Our experience matches what God's word says. Well, truth is also described as being like the sun, not just a pillar and a foundation, but like the sun. You can deny it. You can hide it. But it doesn't take its existence away. It's still there. The truth is still the truth, even if you pretend it's not. Augustine famously said, God's truth is like a lion. You don't need to defend it. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. Well, in the book of Proverbs, wisdom, truth is personified. It's made in the form of a person. We read in this passage in Proverbs 8, she stands in the top of the high places. She cries at the gates, unto you, O men, I call. Truth is calling out. It calls out from God's word. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ describes himself as the truth. But I want to think tonight of perhaps a way that we don't often think of truth. Truth is a thing of beauty. God's truth has immeasurable beauty. It's called here, wisdom is better than rubies. Elsewhere in Proverbs and also in that delightful short parable, that God's truth is described like a pearl. Rubies and a pearl, they're things of beauty. When you think of God's word and the literature that truth is contained in, very little of it actually is direct teaching. A lot of it's history, a lot of it's poetry, some of it's wisdom literature. We then have what we might call prophetic or apocryphal, thinking of end times. But there's a beauty to the way God has contained that truth in the form of different types of literature. Stunning in the way that God makes it so memorable, and it has a beauty all of its own. Pearls and rubies are natural. You can't make them. They're not man-made, and so God's truth is not man-made. It can't be added to. It mustn't be taken away from. It's revealed by him. It's totally natural in the sense it's created and revealed by God. We can say as well that pearls and rubies are pure. It's just pearl. It's just a ruby. It's all the same, consistent, all the way through. Nothing fake, nothing artificial. And their beauty is dependent upon nothing being added to them. God's truth is also timeless. And a ruby and a pearl, as far as I understand, they don't decay. They are pure and natural, and they remain intact unless you do something to crush them. Timeless truth. You think of the beauty of this age and the beauty of human form. It's the current look. It ages. God's word doesn't age. If anything, it gets better with time. It's more and more proven. Its prophecies have become more fulfilled. God's truth has timeless beauty. Timeless beauty. It doesn't age with the time. Rubies and pearls, they have a beauty when they're worn. When they're hidden away in a jewelry case, you can't see them. God's truth is just like that. When it's worn in our lives, when it's trusted, when it's seen by others in the way that we trust it, rely on it, and it adorns our lives as we put it into practice, its beauty is seen, just like pearls and rubies. Pearls and rubies, they are real. They're authentic. They're not imagined. They're not fake. You can't copy them. They're real. They're authentic. And so God's word, God's truth, is just like that. You know a pearl, the way it grows inside an oyster. You don't see it while it's growing. You have to open up the oyster before you can see what's grown inside. God's truth grows inside us. When a person is coming to Christ and they're awakened and convicted, and God's truth is convicting them of sin, first of all, you can't see that truth growing, but very soon, when repentance and faith and the fruit in the life begins to show, then the beauty of what truth is and how it's growing inside the life, and then it begins to show on the outside, when, as it were, the oyster is opened up. Pearls and rubies, they're cohesive. They're made of the same material all the way through. They're complete, they're consistent. And isn't God's truth just like that? Cover to cover. Sin, God's character, the world, the explanation for the way it is in Genesis 3 and through all the way to the book of Revelation. Cohesive, complete, consistent, fully formed, no inconsistencies, just like a pearl, through and through the same. And as we've said already, it can't be improved. You have a pearl, you can't make it more of a pearl. You can't make it a better pearl. It is a pearl. And so God's truth, you can't improve on it. It is just the same. Well, they say that truth always comes out in the end. It's a bit the same with a pearl and a ruby. It comes out. You see its pure beauty. The truth prevails. Eventually, the truth will come through. Well, remember the sheer beauty of God's word and his truth. It's something that the world knows nothing about. It doesn't value it in the way that we do. It doesn't realize the value that it has until it finds it, like the man, the merchantman, who found that pearl. And when the person had found that pearl, he was willing to get rid of everything, sell everything, and exchange it for the pearl. Well, isn't God's truth something that we should value above all else? Not just because of its great value, but because of its beauty. It's something that draws us. Beauty draws. And so God's truth should draw us to it. Pilate says, what is truth? We know what truth is. Truth is beautiful. It's sheer beauty. Shows us that it was designed by God. No one else could write it. The word of God is God breathed. No one else could add to it. What a wonderful thing it is to have God's truth in our lives. And as we are adorned, just like rubies and pearls, maybe on a lady's neck, in a necklace, so that truth, when we wear it, when we show it, when we show that we cannot accept lies, we cannot accept anything that's inconsistent, we can't accept anything but the truth of God in our lives, then that's a thing of great beauty. It's a witness for all to see. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Well, just a few thoughts around God's truth. God's truth, which gives us knowledge. Well, that's good. It's good to have knowledge. Instruction, when you're taught. And then when you can really apply that truth, we're given wisdom. And wisdom gives us something that the world knows nothing about.